Blog Talk Radio.
Let me tell you about something new. A new show called G's Power.
G's Power.
Real talk for real saints.
Are you ready?
And it's for real.
Welcome to G's Power Hour live every weekday at 11:30 a.m. on Never Had It So Good Entertainment Network. Your host, G, will bring you informative and entertaining guests and a variety of topics in a way that you can absorb and enjoy. Listen in weekdays and call in at 516-387-1944. We love interaction. All shows can be downloaded if you miss one or found on iTunes the next day. G's Power Hour is powered by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network.
G's Power Hour.
Yeah.
Well, good morning, brothers and sisters, kings and queens, angels and saints, ladies and gentlemen. TGIF, welcome to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. And we thank God for not just Friday, but any day that he blesses us to be alive and to do his will. So, you know, hope you all are enjoying your day so far and looking forward to a wonderful weekend. And we are pleased to welcome back on this Fit Friday our diet diva, Tara Collingwood. Good morning. How are you?
I am great. Oh. How are you?
I am doing well. Welcome back and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Exactly. Can you still say that? I think we can.
Yeah. I mean, the year is still relatively new. I mean, shoot, we haven't even made it to the middle of the month yet. We just got into the double digits. So,
Also,
everybody, happy King weekend, holiday weekend, which, you know, the holiday does actually fall on his birthday this year. Hope you are doing some things worthy of the fight that he put up and the life that he gave to help all of us Americans here in this country. So, you know, we're thankful for that. But how was your holiday?
Oh, it was wonderful. Absolutely. It got a lot of downtime, got a lot of relaxation, got a lot of sleep, which was fantastic.
Ooh,
so, yeah, I really can't complain.
Well, that's good. That's something that we got to have the big discussion about sleep. But actually, we did, speaking of sleep, though, we actually did, I mean, the holiday was, I had, you know, more time off than I think I've had in a while, but it was still busy. But we actually did invest in sleep. If you, you know, wanted to, now that I think about it, we bought a brand new mattress pad. And
oh, nice!
I know this. Yeah, and the reason I guess because I didn't have this discussion with you, but I had this discussion with Dr. Taiwan Tillman, who's the cardiologist we have on Wellness Wednesday.
Okay.
We got into the discussion about sleep, and I was telling him about this actual sleep that I had, that I hadn't had a good sleep like that in about 20 years. And what it was, it's have you ever gone to the Westin Hotel?
I've slept in a Westin, yeah.
Yes, yeah. So apparently they market what they call the heavenly sleep or something like that, but
okay.
They market a bunch of stuff because I tried those years back, and my husband said, well, it was a Westin. I'm like, are you sure and everything? Because I stayed at a Westin. And so recently we went to, we were coming from Philly and we stayed overnight in the Westin in Jekyll Island. And when I woke up in the middle of the night, actually, and I was like, this is it. This is the sleep I've been looking for like 20 years. you know, but it's more than
that's amazing. That
they have a whole line of sleep stuff. And so we got a new mattress pad, and even though we probably needed a new mattress, that we did that and we tried it with and without a mattress topper that we had. It's definitely a difference. But we also invested in about three sets of new sheets and stuff like that, varying types.
Yep.
One was a set of bamboo sheets. And then, you know, there's different things about thread count. You know, you don't want to get a certain thread count because it tends to pill quicker. But one of the things that I found out, like I said, we invested in this, was we were reading articles and other things, and they were saying that a large thread count may not breathe well, which I didn't know that. I didn't think about that. So,
I haven't either.
Yeah. So you kind of got to figure out what it is you're actually looking for from your sleep, you know. But there's a lot out there to sort through.
Oh, it's like, I mean, you know, I think the supplement industry is a billion-dollar industry. Now the sleep industry
yes.
is a billion-dollar industry. It's insane.
Well, the supplement
industry
has even, yeah, they've tapped into that, too, with the melatonin and all of that. And the thing that scares me is that now they've got melatonin or sleep supplements for kids. Now,
yeah.
to me, when that starts to happen, I personally don't think, unless it's extreme circumstances, that kids need to be taking a whole lot of stuff because they're still forming.
Right.
Just, you know, so.
Well,
but
kids are on devices closer to bedtime than ever, and so their sleep is getting disrupted. So, of course, instead of taking them off their devices, let's just give them some melatonin.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And then I heard something about melatonin now being associated with dementia. So.
Oh, yeah.
yeah.
Yep.
So much. So, anyway, I'm glad you were able to get some good sleep, though, because that's so important.
It is.
I said, I've learned now that it's an investment. It's not frivolous stuff. You know, getting a good night's sleep is so important now because we got away from stressing the importance of sleep as part of being a well-rounded and healthy individual. So now we're having
mm-hmm.
to kind of go back and readdress that. So,
right.
So what we got going on? I know I threw a few things at you at the last minute. So
mm-hmm.
do you have something that you want to tackle first?
Not necessarily. No, whatever is on your mind. I'm here to help.
All right. And I think there's some things I didn't throw at you. So, and I kind of addressed this with somebody a little earlier. But did you hear about the whole thing with the bottled water and the plastics and the ingestion of the plastics?
Well, that's been going on for years, but I did not see anything new about it. So tell me what you saw.
It was just something about the amount of particles that get into the water, but. You know, and I wanted to get your take because the doctor that I had on said if you had to pick and if you could choose, the best thing would be to get or have distilled water. I guess it's the water that they give to the babies and try not to have it in plastic container, which is hard because that's where you get most of your bottled
water. Right,
that's
how you buy distilled water.
Right. But there,
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
he mentioned a couple of other options. But I kind of wanted to get your feel and take on it, too, in terms of, you know, the importance of what to and what not to do with regards to getting an ample amount of water and sources of water.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And, I mean, we haven't had bottled water at my house for years now.
Okay.
We have, like, the big gallon jugs for hurricane season. But that's pretty much it. We don't have, like, the, you know, 16-ounce bottles of water. And if someone wants water at my house, I give them a glass and get the water out of the refrigerator. So, you know, I think that's, you know, just not relying on those individual bottled waters anymore, I think, is something that we can all move to. And having, you know, I mean, there's the you know, reusable water bottle market is huge for good reason, because it's a good option to use those reusable bottles instead of, I think, you know, something to always have. And I'm a big believer in always having water next to you, but definitely not having it from that plastic bottle all of the time. I mean, when you're out and about and whatever, maybe you need to. I mean, of course, I'm not, like, you know, super strict on I'll never drink out of one. I mean, there's occasions when I have to, but, you know, I try for the most part to not have them in the house and not buy them and, you know, always be prepared with my own bottle of water as much as possible.
Okay. All right. And when you say you get it out of the refrigerator, is it like through your refrigerator filtration system?
Yeah.
Is that? Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's just fine. I mean, I don't know that we need to be doing, you know, distilled water. And I mean, again, that's another expense and it's in a plastic bottle. And so, yeah, I would rather just take it right out of the refrigerator and have that, you know, have that filter on it that I change regularly, because you got to remember, you got to change those regularly too.
That's true. Yeah, definitely. And what is the timeline that you're comfortable with in terms of the change? Or I guess they recommend certain, I guess refrigerators or whatever recommend certain timelines with regards to the changes. What is your
My refrigerator gives me a little signal when it's ready to be changed, because I think it depends on how much you're using. So, soon as that signal comes in, I always have one, you know, on the ready in the cabinet. And then as soon as I use that one, then I, you know, order another one. I think just whenever, you know, your refrigerator, or if your refrigerator doesn't have that signal to you, then, you know, putting in the calendar, it ends up being about every, you know, 4 to 6 months. So, you know, making sure that you have it in the calendar to do that.
Okay. All right, because I think my husband has a calendar. We have a calendar for changing. Well, until recently, I had to say, hey, you know, what about the water filter? I think he has one for the air conditioner filter and some other things.
Yep, I do too. I do that once a month.
All right. I know I asked you a bunch of things, and then other things came up on my mind as we were as we were counting down to the time for the show. So I was like, oh, I meant to ask her this, that, and the other. So forgive me if I go off script. But
no, it's okay.
Let's talk about detoxing from the holidays, I guess you could say, because I know I binged, and I actually baked. So, you know, they're like, I did mini sweet potato pies, I did brownies, and there were some other things and stuff like that. So there's this cake that I love from Sam's. It's an Italian cream cake, but it's huge. And we decided that, okay, we're not going to necessarily try to force ourselves through the whole cake this time. So we did slice them up and put some in the freezer bag. And I was going to ask you, you know, a lot of times we do have stuff on the holidays and we, you know, try to force ourselves to eat all of this stuff, but it's not necessarily the best thing to do. So do you have any suggestions in terms of, you know, what can and can't be frozen, or, you know, what should be discarded?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I always say that the biggest cost we have when it comes to food is waste. However, I don't have a problem with throwing some things away that, you know, are, well, definitely if they're unsafe to eat. But, you know, in the case of like a cake like that, it's like, you know what? I love this cake. I really want this cake. It's, you know, you said it's from Sam's Club, so it's a big one. And, you know, there's only two of us. And so unless you can find other people to share it with, you know, it's okay to throw some of that away when it starts to get to the point where you're, you know, sort of done with it. I'd rather it be thrown away than, you know, be eaten if it's excess calories that, you know, you aren't really enjoying anymore. And you know, yeah, you can, you know, you definitely can freeze cake. You know, I mean, people freeze at the top of their wedding cake all the time and have it at their 1 year anniversary. So, you know, even frosted cakes and, you know, that kind of thing. My husband loves those English, what do you call it? The Christmas puddings. The English call everything pudding, but, it's like one
Chicken
of the, it's kind of like a fruit cake. He loves that thing. And I was actually in the freezer the other day.
We were
going to
try some of that this year, and we didn't.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good.
Is it?
But I was like, oh, my gosh, there's a piece of, you know, Christmas pudding in here. I'm like, I have no idea how long it's been in here. I think it was from last Christmas. But, you know, I got it out. I warmed it up. I put a scoop of ice cream on it, and he was so happy. But it was just the one piece. You know, which was great, because then it's not like we, you know, had this whole Christmas pudding that we had to feel like we, because it's dense and very high calorie. And so if, you know, if you can take that, you know, take that dessert, especially cookies, brownies, you know, that kind of stuff freezes really well. And, okay. And, you know, you can microwave it depending on, you know, if it has frosting, maybe not, but, you know, let it sit out at room temperature and it thaws really in no time too. So yeah. And then you can take one out, like if it's cookies or brownies, you can take one out at a time, especially if you mm-hmm. freeze them, you know, well, the cookies, you could just freeze them in one, you know, Ziploc bag, but brownies, you could put into like Saran wrap each one individually, and then you can grab them out one at a time. So I love mm-hmm. that idea for, you know what, I want a treat, but when I bake this whole pan of brownies, I don't want to eat the whole pan of brownies.
Right, right.
So, you know, taking those, portioning them out, freezing them, I think is a fantastic idea.
Yeah, I actually, because I had to go out of town, and I actually just had the brownies, and I had them in, I think, a glass container in the refrigerator, and I just took them out and put them in a Ziploc bag. I'm like, yeah, okay, you're coming with me. You know?
Yeah, there you go.
That's
there
one thing
go.
That's one thing I don't have to stop and get along the way. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take a quick break, and
well.
When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about detoxing for the holidays, maybe, and things that you could do afterwards. And any other, you know, we got Super Bowl coming up, other things going on. So the number is 516-387-1944. G's Power Hour on Never Had So Good Entertainment. We'll be right back.
At Vintage Labs Collection, we are a multifaceted team of medical professionals dedicated to delivering the best quality products to patients. Our mission is to deliver the best supplement and patient outcomes in healthcare environments and consumer homes. Chat with our consulting pharmacists by visiting our website at www.vintagelabscollection.com. Supplements are not highly regulated, but Vintage Labs holds the standards higher than most.
Over the past 60 years, Dove Beauty Bar's superior formula has remained unchanged. But when it comes to beauty, everything changed. Together, we redefined beauty. We said no to stereotypes and yes to every type. We let go of judgments and embraced what makes us unique. We're proud to have been there with you, caring for you every step of the way. Here's to the next 60 years.
Good morning. Welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. We are here with the Diet Diva, Tara Collingwood. And if you have questions or comments, the number is 516-387-1944. So, okay. Oh, I indulged. I indulged maybe a little too much. And so, you know, some gained weight. I fluxed a lot. I don't know why, but I didn't go all the way back to where I had been at some point, but I wasn't as low as I was when I started the holiday. So I'm in a good place where I can start backing down those calories and those that fat and those pounds and stuff in time for the next big holiday season. But in the meantime, do you have any tips? Because we got used to that sugar rush, I guess you could say. All those nice sweets and the figgy pudding and the cream cake and the pies and whatnot. So any tips for starting to kind of back down and readjusting the palate maybe? Or what kind of tips can you share?
Yeah, I think, you know, everybody's a little bit different with how they like to approach it. You know, some people like to just completely clean out the pantry and the fridge and start fresh and really, you know, do a more kind of strict, you know, not necessarily cleanse, but just sort of really nice, you know, healthy eating. And then some people are like, you know, I'm going to ease my way into the new year and finish up those brownies and Christmas candy and, you know, stuff like that.
Yep.
So, you know, everybody's a little bit different. But I do think that, you know, definitely getting rid of some of the new, or at least not buying anymore, Right. It is definitely, you know, a good plan if you're trying to, you know, lose weight or sort of just not let those holiday pounds settle a little bit. I'm not a huge fan of major detox diets. You know, your liver is a very good detoxification system. So there's not really like, you know, you hear all these things about, you know, all these toxins that are built up in my body and I have to get rid of them. And it's not really the case, but just from a mental emotional perspective, you know, doing a little detox can actually be, you know, beneficial. And so by detox, though, I mean, like, get rid of the junk, fill your body with fruits and vegetables and lean, you know, lean protein, and call that a detox, you know, and I just call it healthy eating. But for some people, that's what they're, you know, calling that quote unquote, you know, detox. So I do believe in doing that for sure, but I'm not big on like the fasting and the, you know, taking a million supplements to, you know, quote unquote detox or anything like that. I think just sort of cleaning out the pantry and committing to, I'm just going to eat a little cleaner or a lot cleaner than I was over the holidays. And by the time you get to, I mean, I don't know about you, but I enjoy my holidays and I usually do, you know, gain a little bit because I do, you know, let loose a little bit and enjoy. And then, but after, you know, a little bit of time, once I get into the new year, I'm kind of like, okay, yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm done with that. Yeah. I want to get back to my routine. I want to go back to my normal, you know, normal eating and, you know, because I just don't feel right. I don't feel good. And so, you know, you kind of have to look at the motivation and how you feel too and what's going to, you know, what's going to make you feel better.
Okay. All right. So, one of the things I wanted to talk about, too, like I said, there was a lot running through my head before and after I left you a message. So one of the things I wanted to talk about, this is apparently, I guess, National Blood Donor Month or whatever, but apparently there's a big blood shortage, and especially for O positive and negative, and I forget one other one. So, I do want to encourage people to consider donating. But what I wanted to ask you in terms of diet, what are the things that are going to, I guess, make your blood healthier if you are considering being a donor? I know one thing is you have to be hydrated in order to. Yeah. So what kind of things could you recommend to I guess, make your blood healthier and more ready for donating?
Yeah, that's a really, really good question. So one of the things that they do, I haven't donated blood in a very long time because I'm just a little squeamish about it. So more power to all of you who are willing to go out there and donate your blood. But one of the things that I know that they used to do, and I don't know, you know, if they still do this, but or maybe it was just with me because I had a history of anemia, but, you know, they test your blood to make sure you have enough iron in it because that's a lot of the reason why people need blood is that, you know, they've lost a lot of blood. And so now their iron levels are down quite a bit. And so they need, you know, high iron content back in their body. And so whenever you donate blood, they need to make sure that the blood that's coming in has enough iron in it. Most people have enough iron, but, you know, there's a few of us out there that don't. And I shouldn't even say a few. I mean, it's actually quite a few, you know, that I don't know off the top of my head what, you know, what the numbers are in terms of how many people are anemic, but it's, you know, not uncommon. So I would say, you know, maybe in the week or two before you're going to go donate blood, you know, having some red meat, having some, you know, beans and spinach and some of the plant-based food, but definitely the red meat is going to be the highest. So hamburgers, steaks, you know, anything in that beef category, veal category, you know, bison, anything that is, you know, sort of in that red meat category is going to really help you to build up your iron stores. And then what also helps with iron is the B12. So maybe even taking a B12 supplement and folate. Those all contribute to, you know, iron levels. And folate's going to be actually in a lot of vegetables. So eating your green vegetables is good. It's also fortified into a lot of grains. So most people aren't deficient in folate, but you know, maybe just taking a B complex. Or if you are, if you know, like I take an iron supplement every single day. And I have for, I can't even remember when I haven't. So, I mean, I've been taking iron supplement for years. So, you know, if you are borderline or if you're worried about it or if you're a vegetarian or something, you know, maybe even take an iron supplement. I like the slow iron. There's actually a brand called Slow FE, but you can find off brands, you know, the CVX brand or whatever, that's also a slow iron. So it's absorbed more slowly. So you don't have like constipation as a side effect and things like that. So iron, I would say, is probably the biggest thing, you know, your protein stores. And so, you know, again, you know, kind of get two birds with one stone with eating more, you know, more iron-rich foods, which tend to be protein foods. And then, like you said, hydrating. So making sure even the day before, you know, day of, making sure that you're hydrating, maybe skip the alcohol for a few days. You know, watch the caffeine. Those things are dehydrating a little bit, but alcohol more so than caffeine. You know, you can definitely have coffee in the morning. You go and give blood. That's fine. But just, you know, maybe have an extra glass of water or two.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. So, yeah, that's one of the things. And I was doing it for a while because especially they were at one point in time, they were giving away free movie passes. So I was like, let me go. and it depends on where you go. Sometimes they give away free movie passes. Sometimes they will give away a free hoagie. I think Wawa was doing that at one time or something like that. So, you know, I know a lot of things have changed since COVID, but they do. You still do see a lot of places, the Big Red Bus that One Blood has for donating. So it's, you know, it's not like it used to be years ago where you had to go to one specific location. You can go just about anywhere. And then also, too, if you're a member of a nonprofit, you know, you can always work with One Blood and some other places to do like a blood drive. So, you know,
yeah.
Well,
and
or
I've
your
seen
church
some of the
or anything
churches,
like that.
You know. Yeah, I've seen Northland and some of the other churches that, you know, the big churches that have the Big Red Bus out there on a Sunday.
Right.
I mean, how much more convenient can you get? You know, you go out there, it takes, you know, doesn't take very long at all to really, donate blood, depending on how long, you know, if there's a long line or something. But I love that, you know, the awareness is there.
Yeah. And usually afterwards they offer you a snack or fruit or whatever, you know, may not think that you need it or whatever. Take the fruit, take the snack, take the juice or whatever, drink water, you know, do it because this is the way of you getting replenished as you go along with your day. So you may not feel it right away, but yeah, do it. So
for sure.
Anyway. Yeah. So, what other things, I guess one of the things I wanted to talk about is, you know, I guess getting the game plan together for, you know, better nutrition, a better start to 2024. So what are your recommendations?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think, you know, really thinking, you know, dry January is definitely a big one. Although I have a friend who said, well, I'm not really doing dry January. I'm just doing damp January. I'm like, what?
That's
damp
what
January?
I heard. I even heard that on some of the major newscasts.
Yeah.
It's like, we're going to go for the damp January.
It's not drinking during the week, but only, you know, drinking during on the weekend. So, you know, whatever it is that's getting you to drink less alcohol, let's do it.
Okay.
I think that's one thing that we can commit to is, you know, trying to, you know, really watch the alcohol intake. And I think that's one of the things that a lot of people probably did too much of over the holidays.
Okay.
And so, you know, alcohol is a toxin. There is not really any benefit to it. Even some of these heart health benefits that we've been touting for many years are starting to
Was it like the red wine thing that they were?
Yeah, the red wine
they were pushing
so,
for a while. Yeah.
Yeah, and we know that. You know, we started out today talking about sleep. We know that, you know, it definitely contributes to disrupted sleep. We know that it actually is a carcinogen. So, you know, I think just really watching that alcohol, and that's a really good way to sort of start the new year with, with, you know, one less thing that is, you know, providing toxins and disrupting sleep and all that good stuff. So that's one thing that I would, you know, if alcohol is an issue for you, I would say definitely, you know, examine that. You know, the other big one is sugar.
Yep.
And sugar just, you know, we're learning more and more about the impacts of sugar on our blood vessels. You know, we always think of fat as like the culprit for, you know, our blood vessels, clogging them up and all that. But we're learning more and more about how our body is processing or not processing sugar and the effects of sugar and insulin and, you know, not just even from a weight gain perspective, but really contributing to all kinds of different processes in our body. And can even, you know, lead to, you know, brain, like we were talking about, you know, dementia, Alzheimer's type stuff, you know, definitely heart health, blood pressure, you know, cancer risk. I mean, there's a lot that, you know, we used to just think, oh, it's just a calorie thing. But we're starting to see more and more. So I think that's another one, you know, alcohol, definitely the sugar, the added sugar. So I'm not worried about the sugar in your banana, the sugar in your blueberries, the sugar in your, you know, it's more the sugar in your milk. I'm more worried about the added sugar and the added sugars that are just in everything. So if you want to have a cookie once a day, fine. But it's, you know, it's the sugared sweetened cereal followed by the sugared in the bread followed by the sugar in the everything, you know. And we just tend to be getting sugar all day long. So I think just paying attention more to, you know, trying to not do the highly processed foods that have a lot of the added sugars in them and trying to do a little bit more, you know, cooking from scratch, some food prep, things like that.
We're going to take a quick break. We are here with our diet diva, Tara Collingwood, here on G's Power Hour. I've never had so good entertainment. A number, if you have questions or comments, is 516-387-1944. We will be right back.
This is Douglas Dobbs of Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service. We have served the Central Florida community for 29 years with quality funeral and cremation services. Honoring all religions and faiths, we have been here for many grieving families. Whether it's a complete funeral service with a burial or a simple, dignified cremation, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service is here for you. Located at 430 North Kirkman Road at the 408 Expressway, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service, 407-578-7720. Dobbs, dedicated to serving our families.
Having a wedding, reception, family reunion, planning a banquet, or some other fundraising event. Need to share your knowledge through a workshop or seminar. Or it's a difficult time and you need to plan a wake or repast. Let us help. At our gatherings, let us reduce the stress and make the occasion memorable, treasured. Call our gatherings at 407-968-9387 or email ourgatherings@yahoo.com. Let us help plan your special event.
Good afternoon, and welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks for being with us on this wonderful, fun-filled, fantastic Friday, and we thank God for that and every other day, and hope you're gearing up for a wonderful weekend. Lots of playoffs, y'all, and speaking of which, there's more tailgating, and there's Super Bowl prep coming up because we're going to need to talk about that because I don't think we're going to I was going to say we may not talk before that, but yeah, there is one more second Friday before that.
Usually it's like the first Sunday in February. This year it's like the second Sunday. I think it's what, February
11th.
Yeah,
and I think they started that last year, and I don't know, they keep pushing it. The whole season got pushed. I mean, usually used to be the Super Bowl was in January.
Yeah, but I think they added another game this year or something. I don't know. Don't quote me on that.
Yeah, so there's like, 18 games now? It used to be 16, 17, whatever.
Yeah.
I guess it has – I don't know if it has to do with the – they do a lot of things that you don't sometimes pay attention to. Like I think there's I want to say because there's – well, I mean, we've had 32 teams for a while, but for a while we didn't have 32 teams. But also you have all of these bye weeks. So you have weeks that some of these teams don't play, so it kind of stretches out the season a little bit more. So, I have to make a confession. I took advantage of a BOGO sale at
Publix and that TGI Fridays is having, and I got some stuff. You know, now I didn't try to wolf it all down at one time. And in fact, I saved one, but they had the appetizers. You know, TGI Fridays has these appetizers in the store, in the
freezer section.
So I got some sliders. I got some potato skins. What else did I get?
Jalapeno poppers.
Oh, spinach artichoke dip, which I love.
Oh, yeah, it's good stuff.
And jalapeno poppers. Now, I haven't opened the poppers. In fact, I looked at them the other day. I'm like, okay, now I'm just going to save them in here for Super Bowl. I'll leave that. So I didn't eat them all at once. But I guess my concern is, as I had them and everything, and I'm thinking, okay, well, maybe one of the things I should do is maybe try to take the time to figure out how to make healthier versions of these things. I know, for example, the sliders, I have a cousin that she also is a dietitian, and she had a recipe for sliders with ground turkey and I think brown or wild rice in it or something like that.
Okay.
It was really pretty good. But, you know,
well,
one of the things you got to look at.
Toppings. You know, with sliders, you can get really creative with the toppings, so you don't need the meat to be, like, overly fatty. You know, like, I like the idea of the turkey, and you know, then you can put some nice toppings on there to get some good flavor.
Yeah, yeah. But the thing, too, is I've come to understand the importance of label reading. You know, and people, you know, they look at you, you're standing up there staring at the box or staring at the package and stuff like that. But, I mean, you got to look at, like, for example, one of my favorites, and I hate to talk badly about it, but one of my favorite brands is Marie Callender. I love just about everything that they have. But if you look at the sodium content, it is out of this world, unfortunately. I'm sorry, Marie. But, yeah, so... sometimes you have to say, okay, yeah, it tastes really good, but am I just craving salt or do I really like the food? And you've got to kind of figure out, okay, is there a better way or healthier version or how do I guess, make a compromise? Maybe something else on the plate has less or no sodium in it or something like that. What do you suggest? Help me.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, anytime you're buying the ones that are already boxed and pre-made, you know, it's going to have a lot of fat and sodium. So, you know, for example, like the spinach artichoke dip, you can definitely make that yourself. You can use light sour cream, light cream cheese. You know, a lot of times they're using heavy cream in those things. You know, you can definitely make those with lower calorie, you know, light mayonnaise, whatever it's calling for. And then, you know, just having, and then what are you dipping in the, you know, spinach artichoke dip? So having some veggies as options and not just, you know, the pita, the whatever, tortilla chips, the, you know, all that kind of stuff. And then also having, you know, maybe some like a corn salad or, you know, corn and bean, what do you call that? The poor man's caviar or whatever, you know, one of those corn and bean salads to have as not all the creamy fried, you know, stuff. So just thinking about the spread rather than, you know, each individual thing. And if you are going to have something that is, you know, like the jalapeno popper, I'm not really sure how to make that much lower calorie. But, you know, I mean, you guys, you could stuff them yourself and, you know, all that, but the breading and, you know, it's tough. And actually, I guess you could make them without the breading and just bake them yourself or put them in the air fryer. So, you know, I think there's ways to make all these things yourself with lower calorie items. Of course, it's going to take a lot more time and a lot more prep, but then also thinking, okay, I'm going to have those jalapeno poppers that are higher calorie, higher sodium, but then I'm going to have something else like the veggies and, you know, a salad and, you know, other things that maybe a fruit tray, you know, have some other things that are going to balance that a little bit more instead of everything on the table as being super high, you know, salt, high fat.
Yeah. So kind of like what you were talking about, for example, maybe, just maybe, you know, because I think we get overwhelmed and we think we've got to do everything all at the same time. So maybe it's like, okay, 2024 is the year I decide to cut back or cut down on sugar. So this is where I am on sugar and sugar intake and the things I eat and the amount of sugar they have, and try to set a goal that by this time next year I want to be at another, you know, whatever the thing is. You know, you might want to be perfect, but sometimes you don't get to perfect, but maybe you get to better than where you are now. You know?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So,
Yeah, there is no such thing as perfect. But if I can just improve a little bit or just watch the portion. So if I want that full fat, full calorie, whatever, you know, okay, but I'm not going to have 12 of them. You know, I'm going to have less than I normally would have had. And so now you're just watching the portion of those things.
Right, right. So that's one thing that maybe we need to say. Okay, this is one because we are human. We have multiple vices. This is one of my vices. You know, maybe it's sugar. Okay, so this is what we're going to tackle this year. You know, and even if we don't, we may not get perfection, but we will definitely get improvement in some way, shape, or form. So, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And just remember, when you start to slip, you know, you just keep starting over. You know, it's not just because you failed once. Failure is not. I one of the things, and I don't know how it came to my mind, but one of the things I said I was going to adopt this year is failure is not doom. Okay. Just because you failed at something, it doesn't mean that you are doomed. You know, failure means
Absolutely.
That you learn the lessons.
Absolutely.
And you try again. So failure is not doom. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Failure is
I like that.
You know, yeah.
Failure is a lesson. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
What can I learn from this? What would I do differently next time? You know, and not sitting there and crying over it. Use it as a learning.
Exactly, exactly. Because you got to... That's the one thing, is that you got to keep learning. People think that once you get out of school, you stop learning.
I wish.
You're always learning. Always learning, always learning. Okay, so another thing is, I think this is National Thyroid Awareness Month, and I happen to have hyperthyroidism with Graves' disease. And I've also been told at some point that I have a little Hashimoto's, which is kind of like the other end of the spectrum. So I'm just really all over the place. COVID really kind of complicated some things for me. So I guess one of the things that I want to find out, we're always looking for the cure. And then for some of us that, you know, don't really like to be on a lot of medicine, for example, I'm just one of those people, but, you know, I've come to recognize that, yeah, I am going to have to probably be on medicine for this the rest of my life. And, you know, they actually had me kind of consider surgery, but even if I'd have had surgery, I would have had to still be on some sort of medicine the rest of my life.
Right.
So I was like, okay, so if I've got to be on medicine the rest of my life, let me do it without the surgery. But
right.
In the
why
meantime,
would I do the surgery?
Yeah. Why would I do the surgery? But in the meantime, you know, I'm still saying, there's got to be a way, like I said, there's room for improvement, I think, in all things. There's got to be a way for me to improve my situation with how I take care of myself and how I eat, you know, or what can I do? So in the case of hyper, and like I said, there's hyper, which I have. There's also hypo, which I know a lot of people have, which is the other end of the spectrum where you may be gaining a lot of weight. Hyper, you tend to lose a lot of weight, but then I think I've leveled out, so I'm kind of doing the yo-yo thing. What type of things should we be doing in terms of, because what works for one is not going to work for the other. For example, I've heard a lot of people say, well, you need to incorporate iodine in your diet. Well, I think that works for the people with hypo, but I'm not sure if that's good for the people with hyper. So things that have a lot of iodine, for example, I know for a number of reasons, for the hyperthyroidism, for cholesterol or whatever, I'm having to kind of back off of and say goodbye to shellfish. Okay.
Okay.
So and because it contains a lot of iodine, correct? Sushi, seafood, seaweed, and stuff like that.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
So am I in the right ballpark, or is there something that I'm missing? Things are, you know, you try to uncomplicate things, and then sometimes it seems like it gets more complicated. So.
Right. Yeah. So yes, the thyroid does need iodine for sure in order to make the thyroid hormone. However, if you would have had your thyroid out, if you would have had, you know, the surgery and had it out, your thyroid's not making anything. And so that's why you have to take the medicine. Even without the surgery, though, your thyroid may not be making anything. You know, there's varying levels to, is it working at all? Is it working a little? Is it working, you know? So yeah, definitely, you know, having some iodine in there, but that's not necessarily, you know, I wouldn't take a bunch of iodine. I mean, there's iodine in our salt, is iodized salt. You know, there's not really too much of a lack of iodine in our food supply. And that's not usually the cause of the thyroid. I don't really even know. I don't know that we know, you know, what the cause is. It just sort of happens to a lot of people, whether it's a genetic thing or, you know, I mean, I guess it could be from not having any iodine, but we have iodine in, you know, in our food supply. So, you know, I think that's not really something that I would worry too much about, is, you know, not having it, going out of your way to have it, because now you're on the medicine. And so, you know, you're right, in terms of the medicine is something that you absolutely need to take every day for the rest of your life. Once your thyroid goes, once you are on medicine for thyroid, you're pretty much, you know, on thyroid medicine. There's not really a lifestyle that can fix thyroid. There's not really any natural thing you can do instead of medicine. You know, you take the medicine or you suffer the side effects, which can be hair falling out, weight gain, or weight loss, you know, depending hyper. It can be, you know, lots of things that can be, you know, symptoms of thyroid. It's not fun when your thyroid's not acting right. And so taking the medicine definitely is something that you want to do. In terms of other things that you can do for, you know, for your life is, you know, all the usuals that we talk about of, you know, exercise, getting, you know, normal movement, having, you know, good sleep, having, you know, avoiding excess weight gain. So really, you know, trying to maintain a healthy weight, you know, losing a little bit of weight, watching alcohol, you know, a lot of the things that we talk about. There is one thing, like gluten, I get questions about that a lot. Like, should I assume that I'm gluten sensitive if I have thyroid? No, not necessarily. I mean, they are two totally different things. Sometimes they do overlap, and sometimes, you know, people have both. But it's kind of the chicken and the egg thing. So, you know, mm-hmm. If you're worried about gluten, I would definitely get tested separately for a gluten intolerance. And you can't just, you know, halfway do gluten. If you are going to commit to cutting gluten out of your life, you need to do it 100,000% and not just, I kind of cheat every once in a while. So it is one of those things that it doesn't do any good to just reduce it. You have to absolutely cut it out. So it's an all or nothing type of a thing of committing to, you know, gluten. But again, not everybody is going to have gluten intolerance who has thyroid issues, but it might be something that you want to, you know, get checked out, you know, with a gastroenterologist. They can do tests for gluten sensitivity and, you know, celiac disease and see if there's a reason for you to go on a gluten-free diet. But that's just another one that I would say is something that you want to just kind of keep in mind.
Right. And yeah, you do need to kind of talk to, you know, you hear a lot of things, you know, you see a lot of things, symptoms and stuff that mimic other things, you know. Yeah, the gluten, I thought one time there was a gluten thing for me. And then also, too, the other thing I looked at is this certain that non-dietary signs. I had a lot of symptoms that mimicked menopause. You know, and I was kind of going through both of them at the same time. So it was hard to kind of discern what might have been menopause and what might have been my thyroid, you know. And I actually think I had an issue with my thyroid long before that, but, it never gets really addressed. So, I mean, you know, I definitely ask your doctor about things that you think that, you know, just to make sure that whatever the direction you decide to go in, you know, you're not actually doing more harm than good. That's the one thing. Mm-hmm. But a lot of what you said, there's some basic health stuff that we should be doing regardless of whether we have a problem or not. I mean, because the same things keep coming up over and over, the water intake, the cutting back of the sugar, and all of the things mm-hmm. that you've mentioned before, that's just part of, you know, being basically fit on a human level, you know, so it just doesn't necessarily have to do with any particular disease. Some things have nothing to do with a disease or a condition. It's just what you should do to be a healthier human being.
Yep, yep. Well, and it helps the medicine work better. I mean, that's the thing is you can't say, oh, I don't want to go on the medicine. You still need to go on the medicine, mm-hmm. but you can, but. You know, you can definitely get it to, you know, kind of work better. And to your point, you know, don't wait for symptoms. So if you have, I cannot emphasize enough, I just made the appointment for my annual physical. You know, I cannot emphasize enough the importance of having an annual physical. Well, if you have the standard blood work that insurance covers for an annual physical is, you know, your glucose level, your, you know, it looks at your liver, it looks at your kidneys, it looks at you know, your iron levels, it looks at your cholesterol, and it looks at your thyroid. So most mm-hmm. doctors will order a TSH, you know, the thyroid stimulating hormone test.
Mm-hmm.
As a general check every year. So if you go in for an annual physical and ask for just the normal, you know, splay of of blood work, there'll be a thyroid test in there. And, you know, and mm-hmm. that's when your doctor goes, it's a little higher than it normally is. Let's investigate this further and maybe order a T3, T4. You know, you can break down the thyroid even further, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, the initial just getting a TSH every year is a really good, and you can see trends. So, you know, what is your normal?
Yeah.
And, you know, some people are a little low normal, high normal, but they're still normal. And so once you go from low normal to high normal, and then the next year a little bit above the, you know, the normal range, it's like, oh, well, it's been trending up for the last 2 years. So now maybe we do, you know, think about medication or check it in 6 months versus a year or, you know, that kind of thing and look for symptoms. So, you know, definitely always look for symptoms, but I think the blood work, I can't emphasize enough, just getting that annual blood work is huge in terms of prevention of lots of different health conditions, but definitely thyroid.
We are going to take a quick break. We are here with the Diet Diva, Todd Collingwood. And if you have questions or comments, real quick, the number is 516-387-1944. G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. We'll be right back.
This is Douglas Dobbs, owner and funeral director at Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service. We have served the Central Florida community with two generations of family funeral service. With the recent addition of my son Brandon, we are here to take care of the needs of Central and West Orlando. From simple cremation to a full burial, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service is here to help you. Located at 430 North Kirkman Road at the 408 Expressway, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service, 407-578-7720. Dobbs, dedicated to serving our families.
Does it appear the long arm of the law is working against you instead of for you? Whom do you call when the boys in blue are pursuing you? When the wrong person behind bars may end up being you? With over 40 years combined legal expertise, Anderson & Welch bring to bear a smart, sound, sensible defense of those caught in what may be the unrelenting grip of the legal system. Turn to Anderson & Welch first to get ahead of trouble, not fall into it, by calling 561-832-3386. That's 561-832-3386. That's Anderson & Welch Law Firm online at andersonandwelch.com.
Good afternoon. Welcome back. Happy Friday. Welcome to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. We are remembering this week and also the life and the works of the Reverend, late Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And so hopefully, I know some of you get extra day off or whatever, but you know, hopefully you will share with the kids what his legacy is, because you know, a lot of times we aren't getting some of the information in the schools, and that's fine, but we have churches, we have family and friends, we have organizations that can help you get that information. Also, be of service to someone, you know. If you're a young person, go help, go wash somebody's car, you know, mow the lawn, rake some leaves, you know, sweep the sidewalk, do something in service of someone. That would be a good way to honor Dr. King. In the meantime, we are back here with the Diet Diva, Tara Collingwood. And so one of the things you mentioned just now that I'm glad you did was about the physical. Because to me, when I go get a physical now, I am a little disappointed, because it just seems like what a physical used to be and what it is now has changed. It doesn't seem so physical. But you mm-hmm. mentioned that I guess a lot of things that they find now are have more to do with what's in the blood work. Is that what is happening now?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, without that blood work, I mean, if you have no symptoms of anything, your doctor kind of, you know, listens to your heart and, you know, feels around on your belly and maybe tests your reflexes, you know, whatever. But and all those things are important. But, you know, just you may not have any symptoms of something, but your blood work is starting to show something, and then, you know, the symptoms are coming. And so early detection is a lot of times, you know, in that blood work. So, or maybe you have some symptoms that you've just sort of been ignoring and don't even realize, you know, because they're not screaming at you yet. And so, yeah, uh-huh. I think that's a good reason to go get your annual physical, is just to get that blood work and to see the trends. So, you know, looking just even at cholesterol, you know, your good cholesterol, your bad cholesterol, your triglycerides, if you get that done every year, you can keep a little spreadsheet. Or now, like Quest, I go onto Quest. And they have it for me. You know, they have, you know, here's where you're trending. You know, they have it for you of your last few years if you go to the same place. And so, so yeah, those kinds of things are, you know, are what are important, so that when you do start seeing it trending upwards, you can do something about it before it's in that, oh, panic type of category.
Right, exactly, because you don't want to get to crisis mode. You really don't, because then when you're in crisis mode, you're desperate. Sometimes you don't make good decisions. You know, you don't listen to the right people or whatever. You want to
Absolutely.
Make sure that you are in a mode where you can take the information that's given you and you can process it clearly and effectively. So, Tara, thank you. Welcome back. Always great to have you on. Thanks so much. And you got anybody you're pulling for that you're hoping is going to be in the big game?
Of course.
Or do I need to ask?
yes, I am a Green Bay Packer fan.
Yes.
So, but they're playing in Dallas, and Dallas has not lost at home yet this year. So we are praying for a miracle. But, you know, I was looking at, I mean, a lot, you know, you were mentioning tailgating. I'm like, I don't think many people are going to be tailgating this weekend, because a lot of these games are in cold. I mean, that Kansas City game is supposed to be like 1 degree or something. And,
yeah.
You know, I mean, it is going to be cold at some of these
yeah.
games. So I wouldn't be spending any more time outside than I have to be if I were there.
So true.
But,
so true.
Yeah. How about
You've
you?
Got
Who
the-
are you rooting for?
Well, we've got the household battle on Monday. My husband's from Philadelphia. He's an Eagles fan. I'm a Tampa Bay Buccaneer
okay.
fan. I went to school in Tampa.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, we got the household battle going on. Go Bucks.
I love it. Yes, absolutely. Okay.
Well, you take care, and talk to you soon. And
all
thank
right,
you all for
good.
Listening.
Have a great weekend.
You too. This has been G's Power Hour on Never Had So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Be well, be safe, be blessed, be safe, but hug a loved one. And please remember, all real power comes from God. Take care.